This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Republicans running for governor in 2022 have spent a lot of time talking about the election in 2020. That's especially true for Tim Ranthan, the state representative who made a name for himself by calling on lawmakers to revoke President Joe Biden's victory. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
Less than a month before the Republican primary for governor, several poster boards are displayed on either side of a lectern in the Wisconsin Assembly's ornate parlor. They're there for the press conference called by Tim Ranthan, the Republican candidate for governor. One is a map showing which county Republican parties have called for a full forensic, physical, and cyber audit of the 2020 election. Another is a bulleted list describing Wisconsin's electronic voter database. At the bottom are several post-it notes with handwritten numbers. Ranthan, a Republican state representative from Campbellsport, is talking about the state Supreme Court's recent ruling that held absentee ballot drop boxes are illegal in Wisconsin. He mischaracterizes the ruling and goes well beyond what the court actually said.
When the ballot drop boxes were used illegally, anything and all things that went into them made them null and void the moment they went into the box. So
What Ranthan is advocating would be an extreme step for Wisconsin and American democracy. He wants the Wisconsin legislature to vote to decertify President Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin, a move election law experts, including the legislature's nonpartisan attorneys, say is impossible.
My focus has been since day one, transparency and truth. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am not. How can you ignore this when you're supposed to be serving the public and not try to do something about it? That's what I've embraced. I'm a servant of the people.
When Ranthan speaks, some of his supporters in the crowd literally answer, amen. Ranthan backer Sana Hipschman of Chilton says he works for people like her.
And that's why I will do whatever I can to help him. I know he's not given a lot of money. I know he has to work against his own party for me. And if someone's going to do that for me, then I'm going to be there for them.
Ranthan has a passionate following among Republicans for whom election denial is their number one issue. He's been endorsed by former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
And I will tell you, I'll just put it right out there, I'm endorsing he will be the best governor your country or your state ever had in history.
The most prominent Republican calling for the 2020 election to be overturned, former President Donald Trump, also said nice things about Ranthan, but he stopped short of a formal endorsement, giving the nod to construction executive Tim Michaels instead. And while Ranthan supporters are vocal, they appear to be a relatively small group. A recent survey of GOP voters by Marquette University found just 3% favored Ranthan. Most voters said they preferred Michaels or former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. But UCLA professor Rick Hassan, an election law expert, says it would be a mistake to assume that Ranthan's message is harmless.
And just having this discussion in a gubernatorial race, as you have in Wisconsin, I think elevates the claims.
Hassan says what Ranthan's asking for, decertification, has no basis in the law. Biden's victory in Wisconsin was affirmed by a statewide canvass, a partial recount, and multiple state and federal court decisions. Optimistically, Hassan says, the push to overturn the 2020 election is just cheap talk, a way to placate the base and Trump.
Less optimistically, I think that there's a movement to try to not only make voting harder, which is something that we've seen in the last few decades on the Republican side, but also to potentially provide a pathway to overturning election results.
There's a chance Ranthan's presence in the GOP primary, or at least his message, has affected the race. Neither Clayfish nor Michaels will commit to certifying the 2024 presidential election if they're elected governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.